reservations about the commitment. I don't know what a letter to serve is other than a commitment to provide service in the future. At the last water meeting I went to, it seemed like we had a lot of problems just coming up to code with the state for the current blueprint we have now. And I don't understand why we want to commit ourselves to something we can't even provide now. It just seems like it's a lot to bite off right now without even having a second well and satisfying the state's requirements for our current needs. So I may be off on what a letter to serve is. I understand why it's needed for development. It almost seems like a catch-22. Development can't proceed without it. And yet, I don't think we have a firm plan in place to provide those services in the future. We don't even have our current system up to par. So I don't know how we get out of this catch-22 to help the developers keep moving and to make sure that we're not overcommitting ourselves. So I just want to express my reservations about it more than anything, and maybe plead that the commissioners don't involve themselves in the vote. They might have some conflicting interests between your two roles as commissioners and water district board members temporarily. So that was just my thoughts on it.
Thank you, Brent. Brent is a neurosurgeon by training, so if he thinks something's wrong with your thinking on this, he can get inside.
Listen, the same brain surgery.
Pretty deep.
You've never heard that before.
I'm not a psychiatrist.
Now we could use a psychiatrist.
We need all sorts of
chips. You have learned he's hanging out with Bob.
Are you on? You got a retainer from Bob?
We're neighbors.
We're just neighbors.
Jeff, do you have anything you'd like to say as a member of our public?
No, just observing.
Okay. Well, I'd like to further.
Before we do that, can I think I'll ask the attorney, okay? But I think where this topic is on the agenda, can I respond to some of his questions if it wasn't on the agenda? Or should I wait until the time on the agenda to respond to a little bit of that? I can do anything. I just want you to know, is it Brent? Is that mm-hmm. what
yeah.
I heard? There have been three commissioners appointed to this board for quite a while now because of the challenges that we have. And
okay.
so we've been, this is not something new that happened this morning.
Oh, I do know that.
It's been this way for quite a while. We had intended that by this time commissioners would start to roll off and that we would look for other qualified people. But as I explained this morning, we have an awful lot of goofiness around that whole thing right now because of the legal requirements of who can serve and who can't. And so I think it's an appropriate decision. Obviously there's some disagreement as to whether or not that's a good thing to do, but I think it's appropriate for the commissioners to continue in a role that they've been in for a long time. We've tackled a lot weightier issues since we've been appointed to this board than a simple will serve letter, like a development agreement and a few other really complicated things. And I just want you to know, Brent, that as I said in the public meeting this morning, yes, it's important to me for a lot of reasons that we do move to a more community-based board as soon as we can. And I think we're all committed to doing that. But I also want to let you know that when I sit here today, as I do on a few other boards, and I think all the commissioners do, serve on some other boards, not as a commissioner. They're appointed by the commission, but they take on the responsibility of fidelity to that particular entity. And I promise you that what I do in this meeting and future meetings, if and until I'm replaced and when, will be, I will separate clearly my duties as a commission that have nothing to do with my duties here as a member of this board. This is my priority. This is my responsibility here today. And I have the ability and to separate that. And I think I have the confidence that the other trustees, who also happen to be county commissioners for the moment, can do that as well. So hope that helps a little bit.
No, thank you. It just this morning appeared that they were just all assigned.
Yeah.
Although I knew
the only change is that Commissioner Bell, who left office, is not eligible to serve anymore. He's no longer a commissioner, so the third, his replacement, Mr. Harvey. Okay.
Well, that was well stated, certainly, Trustee Gibson. We'll revisit the particulars of this as a separate agenda item.
Okay.
I myself, just for discussion, we're looking at item C and D. I'm wondering if it's appropriate, given what is obviously a fluid situation with our governance, and a stated intent to resolve this as quickly as possible through additional audits, eligibility audits, and move in a direction that does move towards more community based. I wonder if it's even worth it at this point to appoint a chair, appoint a vice chair, do a recorder's office sort of thing as an interim step. An alternative that I could live with was me continuing as vice chairman / acting chairman. Let's get this study done, okay? And then have you guys revisit it with your other hats on, namely as county commissioners, get the applicants, make the appointments, reconstitute a differently constructed board, and then we would be absolutely in a position to have crystal optics of where we are. Not that we don't, based on your statement. I'm just wondering if it's even worth it to have a chair, a vice chair, and a recorder's office appointed for this sort of. Which strikes me, and unless I'm wrong, James, you would imply that this was going to be like a weeks to a month sort of situation. This isn't going to go on for a long time.
Well,
what are your thoughts?
In talking to our assessor, who will do most of the legwork, this may take up to 2 months, maybe a month to 2 months. We've asked him to really make sure that whatever decision they come to is a defensible decision. And if I switched my other hat back to the county commission, we're looking at adjusting people's property tax rate based upon a change of their primary or secondary. So it's something we're taking extremely serious. So it may take a little longer because we want to make sure that we're doing it right. However, to your point, I have no inclination on being the chair. I don't know where Commissioner Harvey would be. I know that Commissioner Gibson would probably be the representative from the county that would be on this board as a trustee. So if there was an interest beyond us, maybe into yourself or Trustee Gibson, that would go on in for the full term. So I understand your concern with maybe appointing somebody short term if they would rotate off. But if those interests are going to stay on, I think it'd be great to go.
I don't want to be chair moving past this determination with the auditor, okay? But I'm willing to serve as acting chair in that interim.
Okay. That's my only thoughts is if we wanted to do a chair, those interested that
I'm
would
just,
not be rotating off.
I want to do this before we start doing this oath of office and this and that.
And
carry your thoughts.
I don't know how important it is to take an oath of office. We've been duly appointed. I've never really.
It's legally required, so.
Is it really?
Yeah, there's that requirement. The law.
So that part, Gary.
That's my point. If it's legally required, then let's do it. I mean.
And then it's a minimum requirement.
Yeah.
You say it.
I think it's clear. It has been clearly stated that I think Commissioner Ebert is probably, would like to be the first one to roll off. Here's the problem. As of right now, today, we know of one, maybe two, that might be eligible and at all. And if there are changes within the property tax rolls, as the second home versus first home, there could be 50 or more. So I don't know I think Commissioner or Trustee Ebert makes that. Very clear in his comments that he just made. There is a lot that could go on. I think I'm safe in saying that he wants to go as soon as he can. I don't know what's going to happen depending on if we're still stuck with one or two that are fair or that are eligible. You know what?
If there are other candidates that live in the area, I'd love to see some local representation, and I would happy to be.
But with what Mr. Ebert just said, and with what you said about the requirement of the law,
I think we ought to organize ourselves. We ought to at least take the oath of office and organize ourselves to do business in the meantime until this stuff happens.
Okay, sounds good.
We're ready for that. We have the information. So, you're going to do this?
As far as filling it out, I can.
No, but you could administer the oath also.
Question, who's taking the oath?
All trustees.
Just over again, it's not just if you're appointed.
Unless the term is expired on the right?
Yeah,
so like where term. I've just been reappointed even though I've already taken an active.
You mentioned that your term was expired. I wonder if you guys just take the
I'm happy to take it.
Suspenders.
There you go.
Okay.
What do you do?
Well, I'm not sure. Is it the clerk that's supposed to do
it? Yeah, the clerk is supposed to do it. So he has to raise the right arm.
Giddy up.
Exactly. Okay, let me read.
Can you stand up? I think we need to stand up.
You
want to
stand up and take a bow?
I've taken a lot of these. I have oath every oath. I can believe.
Okay, well, it says here, I'll print the name.
I, James Ebert.
Have been appointed to the office of?
Have been appointed to the office of?
Trustee.
For the Powder Mountain Water and Sewer Board.
There you go.
For the Powder Mountain Water and Sewer Board.
Improvement District.
Do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support, obey, and defend the Constitution of the United States and the
Constitution. Hold it. Give me a chance.
Read slowly.
Do hereby affirm that I support.
Do solemnly swear. That I will support. Obey and defend. The Constitution of the United States. And the Constitution of the State of Utah. And that I will
discharge
the duties of my
office
with fidelity.
You're making it hard.
No, I've learned how to do what you do it right when they say it.
Okay, I swear I heard you say that.
Okay,
that's that. Are we going to appoint a chair, vice chair, or records officer? We or no?
I think we should.
Okay.
Are you the records officer?
At this juncture, we don't have one.
We
are required to have one.
Yeah, we are.
It requires some special training. So I said, let's see if somebody on the board of trustees wants to do it. Got it. Noted. Is there anyone else who would like to do it?
They're all shaking their heads.
We can increase our task
can
to take care of that.
Can we appoint somebody and then have them have someone else do the duties?
Yes. I would think
so that we meet the stipulations.
But there is training
that somebody's got to go through. Okay. There is training down at the state.
My glasses are going back on.
Well, I think it makes sense to have Gary take that, that responsibility. And Bob, if you, as we have talked in the past and what you just said, I probably will stay. So if you want to continue as the vice chair, as you stated, then I'd be happy to step in as chair if you want, and I work with you as the vice chair if you want to do that. I don't know if the board is okay with that, but I know Bob had expressed to me, as he did just now.
I don't want to do chair on a long term basis, but I'm willing to do interim chair.
And I do intend to be the commission representative appointed to this board in the future, so it wouldn't be one of those things that would probably be in flux going into the future.
Okay, so what's the call?
That's up to the other board members.
What do you want to do?
Because I'm not going to make a motion.
So you didn't make a motion?
I just gave my opinion, but if
he volunteered,
I don't want to make a motion appointing myself.
Does this need to be an action item, or should we have done this?
I have no idea.
It needs to be an action item.
There is
it's not on the agenda, is it? I guess it might be useful to stick with the program. Okay, consent items.
We can do it under the appointment.
Yeah, you separated it out here by action down here, but I mean, it's on the.
We're going to change this.
Okay.
Now, I've heard now we're going to change it. So, I mean, if you want to act on it now, you can act on it now.
So I'll make a motion that we appoint Trustee Gibson as the chair and Trustee Bob, sorry, Bob.
Dr. Bob.
Dr. Bob, well, Trustee Bob as the vice chair and our recorder's officer as noted.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, consent items.
Could I do this one?
Yes, please.
First of all, you have the meeting minutes under item number, where is it?
B.
B, under item B from the last meeting that was held on December 19th.
Okay. This look good. The words look good.
I'll make the motion to approve the minutes.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Secondly, you have, thank you. Secondly, you have under item B, is it, that we put it?
Or under?
First of all, let me review. I sent to all of you, and I got comment from or consent from the majority of you to pay the bills for last month.
Yes.
So those aren't in here. We have some subsequent bills, and I will say to you, aside from the Weber County ones, and by the way, you have a list, a short list there. Again, it's under agenda item. It's this one right here.
It's under A.
Under A.
Those are the ones that are due now, and then under A is the ones that we just paid, the other sheet.
See, under A is minus, gives you the ones that we paid before, but then the one on top is theirs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I will say to you right now, just very briefly, that we're just having a heck of a time up at on the sewer system, and I will have consumed virtually our entire budget by the time I'm through with this mess. In less than 2 months. I've got $17,000 worth of new pumps. I've had to hire pump trucks. We're now experiencing flooding. Poor Evan's working full time when he's supposed to only be working about 10 hours a month. He's putting bolts in manhole cover holes right now because we've got so much water on the streets up there that we're taking all the stormwater, and I can't keep up. So there's more billing to come, and that's what most of it is. Aside from the 98 that I have mentioned, we determined belongs to the district as an obligation to the county that's on this list, which of course we're not in a position to pay right now. But these others, I would like to have authorization to pay those bills.
I make that motion.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Jennifer, I didn't mean to interrupt you. I had a conversation with Wolf Creek. They have a lot of the same problems. Is it called infusion? What do they call it?
Infiltration.
They're running close to capacity right now because of the same issue. They did express a concern about one of our lines with a lot of infiltration on it. Have they talked to, has that rang any bells?
Yeah.
Is that something, I don't know anything about that. Is this a time we can talk about that, or do you want to hold that off till later?
I heard about it. I'm aware of it, and again,
it's a problem.
I know it, and we're whittling away at it. So yes, it's on the agenda. I won't call it on the agenda. It's on the radar, and okay. We're aware of it. We've just got to get a camera truck and pull up and see where the infiltration is coming from. But we've got too much water right now.
Okay.
We're just coping with the flood. What we're doing.
So, Paul, you want to go ahead with
report? I'm going to make this very quick. Thank you very much. First of all, I have Zions Bank working on a rate study with me, and Matt Millis is on vacation right now. As soon as he comes back, we'll get it wrapped up. And boy, do we need it, because, I mean, these costs are just zooming past whatever I had guessed for a budget. For example, this last month, $4,600 in power costs. I had planned on less than 2,000, and it's because of the pumping, the sewer pumping. I need to, and I would like authorization to put out an RFP. This is relative to the new well, the Cobabe replacement well. I need to put out an RFP to solicit bond counsel. So I would like authorization to prepare and put out an RFP to bond attorneys. And I'm talking about attorneys relative to some people to advertise, but we'll also solicit. To solicit bond counsel for getting going on getting this bond for this new well.
Got it.
So before we quit, I'd like to have that authorization from the board.
I move that we authorized Paul to obtain bond counsel.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
May I make a comment? So I know we probably had these discussions, but I haven't seen the financials that back up the ability to cover bond. I just want to make sure that maybe I can see something that says where we're going to get revenues and those types of things, because I know wells aren't always a given, and I'm in favor to move forward, but I just like to see something. And maybe you have already given it to us, but I've lost it in, I'll switch hats, in the deluge and avalanche of everything else.
All right.
And I would like, if you could star that and send it to me.
I'd be delighted to. Let me tell you, this is a long lead item. And so, yes, I'm getting my arms around all of this stuff. Remember, what you're remembering is we talked about the if we drill a dry hole,
correct,
then the state won't fund it. That
correct
could be a $200,000 thing.
Price.
Do we have the cash to
correct
pay for that right now? No.
No.
You know that. But yes, I'm getting all of that together, as well as all the steps we have to go through to get this bond in place. And we'll show you all of that. And I'm working with, again, relative to the rate study and everything. Those guys are helping me get that stuff together.
Right.
I will give you full disclosure.
Thank you.
Yes.
So I apologize, Chair.
So noted.
So maybe we ought to vote that one, since that was probably in discussion. I know Jennifer voted, but I don't know if any of them.
All in favor of authorizing the district manager to proceed with bond counsel solicitation RFP?
Aye.
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 By the way, I'll bring it back to you for approval. So
okay,
that'll be a good time. That's a good checkpoint for you to catch me on that.
I won't be here, but someone will.
Oh, it'll be fast. Financial statements. I'll just mention that in the board book, you have financial statements. We've initiated some. Under D, we've initiated some new formatting. I think it will be, I hope it's easier to read. It's easier for me. In terms of what we've actually spent versus budget, you can see that. You can see the PTIF fund balance after we withdrew $135,000 to pay the Kobe water rights. The check has not been cashed yet, by the way, but I guess it's in somebody's trust account, sitting in there, not negotiated. Let's see, what else is in here? That's about
the format's it. Terrific, and trustees just need to take a good look at it and get used to it. It's part of our pre-meeting packet for sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's that. The only other thing that I would like to ask you right now while I'm thinking of it, is would you as trustees prefer, you see a hard copy right now, a hard copy and emailed in advance, just emailed copy, I hear, is that yes?
That's the way I like it. I like the email to come early so that I can study
yes
it, but I like having the paperwork.
So do I, I'm a paper
like
guy.
Okay,
well,
so we will do both.
Perfect.
Okay.
I'd like mine on rice paper.
If we can get a change in the budget, you'll have it.
Okay.
At any rate, we'll do that. And our goal, obviously, is trying to be a week ahead with getting the stuff to you. And so that's why you'll hear me coming chattering with you a little bit a week ahead, because I'm trying to meet that deadline for you. Okay. Did I miss anything?
Well, I believe I see on your list discussion about the attorney legal counsel status. Is that something you want to talk about now? This is a done deal. I mean, I don't know what else.
Yeah, I would suggest at this juncture, given the other stuff that we need to take care of. Remember I told you that I try to keep it down to a couple of minutes. That's my way. I'm cutting out a lot of my stuff.
Okay. And then I had promised you that I was going to ask at this meeting if you could provide a 30-second or 1-minute overview of the process that would involve the test well, obtaining the test well, and moving forward on the production well. Because for me, that's the strategic number one, numero uno, most important thing we can be doing as a district is get water out of the ground at Cobay.
I have been reviewing the documentation that the state sent us that's necessary for us to get this bond in place and to get things going in the right order.
Okay.
You know, bond counsel is number one. Contracting with the engineer to get the, because we have to have a contract for this, these services, is number two. Making sure that we have sufficient money and we get the reserves taken care of right is number properly. Water rights, having the water rights there is number three. Land is big. You know, I've got to have that, and I've got to have that real soon. And right now, the existing Pizzle Springs is located on land that is owned by Summit, whatever they're called, LLC. I'll call them that, the developer. And Cobay didn't ever bother to segregate that because they had it all, and it was part of the land deal that the developer made. And so consequently, we're setting now, albeit for a long, 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 long time, we're sitting on land that's owned by the developer right now.
Okay. So we've got to get from Summit an easement or consider other actions to get that land.
Yeah. So all of those things are necessary for us to get going with the state to engage in getting the bond in place.
There are a lot of moving parts.
And so is that enough for you?
It is, actually. Okay. I just by virtue of the question, I suppose it's guess what I'm thinking. But this is extraordinarily critical for us. We don't have a second water source. We desperately need one. It's where the money is. We got to start drilling.
We do. And, you know, again, as soon as snow melts and we're not up to our ankles in mud, don't lose the drill rig in mud, we'll be on it. You know?
Well, let me ask Jeff. He's sitting right here. Jeff, is it going to be a problem for you folks to give us an easement at the Cobay well site? Are we going to be able to get that from you guys?
I think to put
in this well? I know we had talked about it before. I just want to hear your current thinking today.
My thinking hasn't changed.
So you are willing? You do believe we can get that easement?
Yeah, it's just that, you know, we just need to have a discussion about it.
Okay.
I love he's awesome. He's like an Allen Iverson on a basketball court. He's like, you're never going to catch him. Like, fish, fish.
Kellyanne Conway.
Okay, I'm sorry. Back to business.
Okay, so where are we? So is that your manager's report, Paul?
That's enough for now in the interest of time.
Okay, so we've got item G, Summit Mountain Holding Group items. Okay, number one, consider phase two water and sewer commitment. I think it's important if I provide a bit of an overview and then perhaps get everybody's sort of take on where we are on this. About 2.5 to 3 months ago, Summit approached us, and this is my impression of what's going on, and asked if we would be interested in providing them with a will serve letter for an additional 313 ERCs. They stated that it was basically for an acute financing time sensitive need that they had to provide financing. We believed at that point that we could proceed in parallel with growing that conversation while at the same time doing the important things that the district had going, namely finding additional source, dealing with our sewer and all the other things. So we developed a parallel conversation. We put together a working group that involved two board members, myself and Jennifer Reynolds, Paul Hurst, Chris Crockett, our attorney, and Don Barnett, our water rights expert. We came up with a document, we presented it at a meeting, there were changes to it at the meeting, and there was an intent at the December 19th board meeting to move forward. Commissioner Matt Bell and myself were authorized to analyze subsequent red line changes and to determine based on that whether or not it was a document that we would be willing to sign at that point. Subsequent to that, the red line changes were submitted, underwent a subsequent review. There was a feasibility letter that grew out from a subsequent meeting with our working group, and subsequent to that, there was a document that was labeled will serve letter, but did not involve any direct participation or knowledge of anyone involved in the original working group except for our district managers. So that's where we are today. I've spoken very briefly, in fact, just met today Rachel. Is it appropriate for you to kind of share your overview on this and where we are? And then I think we can just go around the table and gather. Is that an appropriate way to do this at this point? Okay.
Maybe we'll start with me, and then I'd be interested to hear what people do, and then maybe circle back to me, because I'm still, so I mean, I got on this yesterday, essentially, last minute, and I've been rushing to prepare myself and read through all the materials. I helped work on the development agreement about a year ago, but really since that time, I haven't concerned myself with it. So it took a minute for me to reorient myself back to this issue. And so I had conversations with Bob yesterday, and I talked to Paul, and I also talked to Chris Crockett, just getting the lay of the land and what's happened. Like, you just gave like a brief rundown as well. And so, you know, I was asked to just kind of review the proposed will serve letter and give an assessment of risk, essentially. What is the risk of going forward with this? And I also spoke with Mark Anderson last night, and he's the attorney that I work with. And we kind of chatted about it with the understanding he hasn't looked over any of this at all, so he was just kind of throwing out his thoughts. Initial concerns that we have, and again, I want to kind of go around the room and see what people think, but let me find my notes. And these concerns may be legal or not legal, they, you know, just thoughts, but you know, we're concerned about there not being any specificity of where these units will be, you know, what's the actual location. Units, and is this a little premature?
Can we interject as you go?
Absolutely.
And so why is that a concern on where the units are as far as providing the services? How would that?
Like I said, that one may not be a legal concern per se, so much as just is this the right time in the process to do it? Is this concrete enough? Because
so you want a less vague, you want less, more vague or less vague?
Less vague.
Less vague.
Yeah.
So you are concerned about where they are?
Yes. Okay.
So they would have to be specified in this process?
Well, they wouldn't have to be. It's just, I'm just throwing out
some
thoughts.
I'm not quizzing you, I'm just trying to wrap my brain around.
Because there's not a legal requirement, is what
I'm
saying.
We'll have a second swing at this in closed session.
Okay, sure.
Yeah, there's not a legal requirement that the units are identified at this point. And in fact, your first rule said whether I looked over that, and it didn't seem to have specificity. Am I right of that? You guys remember?
My recollection is we knew definitely where phase one was, that it had gone through a review process.
Correct.
Okay, but it wasn't spelled out in the letter, I don't think.
Yeah, but it was a known entity.
It was referenced.
Yeah, and so the reason it's a concern, to go more to your point, is...
Let's not pattern this will serve letter after the first one.
Hear, hear, brother.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Is just... And so moving on to the next concern, and this has kind of been voiced, I think, is by members of the public, is committing yourself to something. And so the reason you might want to know a little bit more about the project is you're a little bit more prepared to commit yourself. And like I said, this is not necessarily a legal requirement. These are just thoughts to share with you all.
So the question is, if we were... My brain works on problem solving, so I'm going to drive you crazy this whole time. Mm-hmm. So if we were to create stipulations that address that particular issue, and those stipulations were lined out, that they had, whoever it was, had to do this, 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 and this, then there would be really no issues with that. Okay. Because
yeah.
I thought that was the attempt with one of
these. Yeah, and that's what I was going to say, is looking through the history of these drafts, it looks like some previous ones, or maybe it was the feasibility letter. The feasibility letter was quite detailed. About, you know, like, let's get all of our ducks in a row, and assuming everything works out, you know,
yeah.
I just, that's a lawyer's job, is to try to anticipate the worst case scenario.
Yes, ma'am.
If there's any sort of situation of where they choose to put them might be feasible, you know, you don't want to commit before you know, but that's ultimately a policy decision for you guys. And I'm also not an engineer, so I, you know, if your staff and if you all feel comfortable that no, this isn't a problem, I mean, that's up to you. I'm just throwing out the thoughts that we threw around last night. Actually, that's kind of, I kind of hit most of our thoughts, you know, location, timing, is this the right time to do it, lack of specificity, which maybe, like you just suggested, maybe we, if, you know, we have some stipulations and conditions. So yeah, those are kind of my initial thoughts. I mean, I went through the development agreement quite specifically. Another concern. Sorry, I just thought of this one. Another concern that Mark brought up, and this was a concern when we were drafting the development agreement again, is just having the water, having the infrastructure, and who's responsible for that. We hashed that out pretty, you know, exhaustively in the development agreement, and so there's the argument that that's all taken care of there. You know, it's Summit's responsibility to bring the water. It's Summit's responsibility to provide the infrastructure for both water and sewer. And assuming that those, you know, requirements don't fall back on us, which, you know, they shouldn't, then, you know, perhaps it isn't a problem. But I'm a belt and suspenders kind of person, and so, you know, I
all have some questions to raise in closed sessions.
Yeah, okay. And I personally would like to see that maybe spelled out more in the will serve letter, or at least cross-reference back to the development agreement. It does. I mean, it says, as one of the conditions in the current draft that I saw, you know, compliance with the development agreement, and so, I mean, that's there, but I personally would like to see a little bit more specific.
So that's good enough.
Those are generally my thoughts.
Just in the interest of time,
yeah,
we're going to be getting into more specific concerns sooner than later, and I think we should just move forward at this time and discuss this sanitary sewer easement thing. Paul, can you just tell us what that is?
Sure. And that wasn't as hot as this other thing, but I'll be glad to take you through it real quickly.
Yeah,
back under
tab F. I just can't speak to it.
Let me just say this. The short version would be this. The developer changed their mind when they developed one of the phases and changed the route once in 1C, changed the route of the sewer main. They instead of putting it in one open space, they've moved it over to another open space. And so now they've asked that we consent to vacating the one particular easement in favor of them granting to us another easement. I have thoroughly reviewed this, and I would just recommend that if, unless you have questions, that you approve the vacation of the easement as is given on the first page under item F. And then the document, the easement document on the following pages, along with the exhibit and all of that stuff, gives you background. In the very back, there's a map that shows you what's being vacated and what's being granted. And if you're all right with it, then I would love to have a motion from the board authorizing this to be transacted and authorizing me to sign in behalf of the district, and we're done.
Let me speak to this. I'm certainly willing to have discussions about it. I mean, easements are important issues for districts. And so, you know, we can discuss this.
Okay.
I mean, we can discuss easements.
Sure.
I don't necessarily feel I want to move forward. This is an easement discussion. I think we have several easement discussions we need to begin to discuss.
Okay. Particulars of this one, I'm comfortable with. I'll say that much.
You know, I'm comfortable as well, but I'm not. If somebody wants to raise, I have an opinion on this, but if somebody wants to make a motion,
my preference would be to hear your opinion first.
My opinion is that what's good for the goose is good for the gander. This is a no-brainer easement. Okay, the transfer of an easement at a well site for us is a no-brainer easement. Transfer. Why are we getting resistance related to just absolutely acknowledging that an easement is necessary for us to do something that the state is insisting we do, that we desperately need, not just for our existing customers, but to support phase one? Why is this issue being tap danced around and couched in terms of further discussions?
You want me to answer just as honestly?
Yes.
So I think that there's distrust on both sides, and I think that there is this blockage that we need to clear out to start getting trust from one side to the other side, whether it's us to Summit, we're talking Summit, right?
Mm-hmm. I think
Summit to us. And until we start deciding that we're willing to start working together on some things, I think we're going to get the couching. Like, well, we will, but there's something on the table we're waiting for too. And I think maybe what
is
we
this
need
our they go low, we go high movement?
I think, yeah. Yeah. So
let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's take our chances.
That's where I think we need to be and create this feeling that, listen, we want to make sure that our interests as a district are preserved 100%.
Okay.
You know, but to do that, I think that we need to be open to some things, and maybe what will happen is this ice blockage will finally flow, and maybe some trust will be built, and we'll start moving some of these things forward.
Okay, so and I'm game. Honestly, I am. Okay, and we can work together as a newly constituted board to make sure that when we're talking easements, we're talking easements, and. We need that easement at this Cobabe well, or we're going to proceed along other silly ways.
Okay.
So I'd like to make a motion then that, based on your assessment, that we move forward on vacating and accepting sanitary sewer easements. Do I have a second?
I will second that.
Is that in general?
I'd say specific. These specific.
This easement.
I'm just looking.
Yeah, I don't. And please help me out on these finer points of meeting management. Yes, it's this specific easement thing that we're talking about.
I'll Summit that. Eden Phase 1C.
I'll second that.
Who's going to sign it?
Chair Gibson.
Okay.
If it passes.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, so what we've got in number H, and it's just a simple thing. Brent, thank you so much for your appearances here. We're going to be going into closed session.
Thank
Jeff,
you.
Likewise.
You're going to have fun in here.